Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Chaladaf Mem Dalin, and we are starting about the second line with the words Halakech Min HaNachtoim, and in the Vilna's daf, it's right at the beginning of Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. And today's daf is sponsored by Leilu Nishmas Maris Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're discussing a Stira and Divrei Rabbi Shaya. Over here, he says that there's no Gezerah on Demai and Surya because that would cause the Kaihanim to separate Maaser from Chala. Whereas in Maseches Demai, he paskins that there's no Chashash of Demai and Chala in the first place because an Am Haaretz has Emas Kadshim on him. Since Chala is Kadshim, it's like Truma. Am Haaretz is definitely going to make sure to separate Maaser from it, and therefore that contradicts what he says over here, that we can't be geyser on it. According to Amos Kutchin, there's no reason to be geyser on it. So we just continue discussing this concept of treating challah with the status of demai, namely, again, when the kohen gets challah from an Am Haaretz, he would have to separate meiser from it, because demai, maybe the Am Haaretz didn't separate it. So we quote a brisa, if a kohen gets challah from a baker, or from a woman who made this dough in order to sell in the marketplace, he does have to treat the challah as demai, and he has to separate meiser, whereas if he gets it from a baal bayis, or if he's being misarech, he's a guest at the baker, he does not have to treat this challah as if it's demai. Now, Rabbi Yonah says, "B'shem Ruchananya Chavrin Derabanan B'Misarech Etzloi LeYisasoi." When we say Baal Bayis and Misarech Etzloi, it's really one and the same. It means he's either at a regular Baal Bayis or he's at the Nachtim, he's at the baker. But in both scenarios, we're talking about that he's being Misarech by him. He's just a guest. Whereas if he's there in order to purchase something, even if he's at a Baal Bayis, since he's buying something from him, he has to treat the challah as if it's demai. Now, we have a further qualification of this. Amar Rabbi Yonah, "V'hein Shiro Oisim." Even when we're mekel, namely in the cases where he's being misareach, the kohen is just a guest by this fellow, it's still only a situation where he saw that he was megabel his dough by somebody else. It has to be that the kohen saw this baal bayis, this Am Haaretz, have his dough kneaded by a chaver, that's the other guy whom we're talking about. And so in this situation, the Am Haaretz clearly cares to make sure that it's being done in a state of tahara, so we can also assume that he made sure to take off meiser. But if the kohen didn't see him having the dough kneaded somewhere else, so then he also has to suspect that it's demai. Dealing with another bryce, the chazaka is when a person buys produce in Surya, it almost for sure came from a non-Jew, and therefore we don't have to treat challah as demai because we know that non-Jewish produce in Surya is in chayif in Maaser. However, if the person knows that the majority of the produce that this guy is selling is his own, it's mishaloi, it's his own privately grown produce, namely it was grown by a yid, so then he does have to separate demai from the challah because this produce that he bought is chayif in Maaser. And again, since we're talking about Am Haaretz, we have to suspect that he didn't take off Meiser properly. Now, Rabban Bar Chiya Abaye, Rabban Bar Chiya has the following, Les Hadol Plikal Rav Shaya, isn't this not like Rav Shaya? Rav Shaya said that we're not geyser on Chalas Demai in Surya, but it seems to be over here that we are geyser, that we do have to suspect. So the Gemara Mem Dalan based on top answers, Am Rav Mana, Rav Mana tells us, and here we have a big gears to change, Kan Bivadai, Kan Bisafek, one's talking about Vade, one's talking about Safek. In other words, Rav Shaya is only talking about Safek. When you buy produce from a Yid and you don't know where he got it from, so then you could assume that he got it from a non-Jew. Because the majority of produce in Surya anyway is grown by non-Jews. And it's in that case that we're not gozer on Chalas Demai. But when it's Vadai, when you know for sure that he's selling you his produce that he grew on his land in Surya, so it's Jewish produce in Surya, which is Chayv in Meiser, in that case he does not say that we're not gozer on Chalas Demai. And continue to explain the Mishnah we had said, Megziva Nar V'chulu. This is where the Mishnah had said that we have to take off two Chalas. That's because we're out of Eretz Yisrael proper. This is a place that was only conquered by Eli Mitzrayim and not Eli Bavel, and therefore two Chalas have to be separated. And the border that we mentioned was Megziva. So we just clarify this. Rav Chana Amar, Rav Chana tells us, this is what the Mishnah is really telling us, Migziv va'ad hanar, Migziv va'ad omnam. Meaning, don't read the Mishnah like we just quoted it, Migziv va'ad hanar va'ad omnam, because those aren't proper geographical locations. Really, what the Mishnah means to tell us, says Rav Chana, is that we have to start at the point of Gziv, that's the northernmost point of Eretz Yisrael proper, and then when we go towards the east, ad hanar, until the river, and when we go from the same point, from Gziv, until the west, ad omnam, that entire section that we just described was only conquered by Eli Mitzrayim, and therefore has a different status. And Tani was taught in a brisa, Ezui Eretz ve'ezui Chutz La'aretz, what's considered Eretz Yisrael, what's considered Chutz La'aretz, and it's still referring to the northern border, Kol Shu Shefei'a mitavras Omnam v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Anything that slopes downward from Tavras Omnam, which is the mountain range of Omnam, that's in northern Eretz Yisrael, and it's lefnim inwards, meaning it's sloping from the top of the mountains towards Eretz Yisrael, so that's Eretz Yisrael. Whereas mitavras Omnam v'lechutz, if it's sloping from the top of this mountain range outside, so Chutz La'aretz, that's considered Chutz La'aretz. Now Nisim Shebayam, what about the islands in the sea? If you look at the map, towards the west of Eretz Yisrael is the Mediterranean, and there are some little islands over there. Are those considered Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? The Gemara tells us, Adraya Oysan, you view them ki'ilu chut matuch mitavras omnam va'ad nachal Mitzrayim. As if there's a chut, there's a string, if you will, stretched from Tavras Omnam, this mountain range in the northwestern part of Eretz Yisrael, and that string is stretched all the way to the southwestern part of Eretz Yisrael, which is called Nachal Mitzrayim. Now, since the western border of Eretz Yisrael along the sea is curved inward, words, That means that from the northwestern to the southwestern point, if we draw this line or we string the string across, that's going to be going over the ocean. And therefore, me'achot v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, from the string inside is all Eretz Yisrael, and therefore any islands that are going to be considered Eretz Yisrael, whereas me'achot v'lechutz, chutz l'aretz, from the string and outwards, any islands there are considered chutz l'aretz. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that no. Kol shu k'neged Eretz Yisrael, harei k'Eretz Yisrael. Anything which is k'neged Eretz Yisrael, it's opposite Eretz Yisrael, if you will, that's considered like Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, if you're standing on the coast, you're standing by the beach, and you're looking towards the water, you just keep on going straight into the water as far as you can go, through the Mediterranean, through the ocean, all of that is considered Eretz Yisrael. And how do we know this? Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, Ugvul Yam, what's the border? V'hayu lechem hayam hagadol, Ugvul, zeh yeh lechem Gvul Yam. Now the Pasuk is repeating this concept of Gvul Yam, the border of Eretz Yisrael, which is the sea, multiple times, and Rabbi Yehuda understands that this extra Lashon is telling us that it's not that the border of Eretz Yisrael stops at the sea is actually part of Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, how much of the sea is Eretz Yisrael? How far north and south do we go and say that this is Eretz Yisrael? So Mem Hayam on top, we continue explaining, Shebetzdadin Mehen, on the sides, meaning north and south, at Rayason Ki'ilu Chut Metuach Mekaplaria of Arokionus, from Kaplaria, which is the northern part, you view them as if there's a string stretched from Kaplaria, which is the northern part, that's a city in Tavros Amnum, and this mountain range up north, so view it as if the string is stretched from here, from this northwestern part, take it all the way towards the west, all the way into the Okeanos, the ocean, and then going to the south of Eretz Yisrael, you take the same string, Minachal Mitzrayim v'ad Okeanos, you stretch it from Nachal Mitzrayim all the way into the Okeanos, and Me'achot v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael, from the string inwards is Eretz Yisrael, and Me'achot v'lechutz, chutz la'aretz, from the string and outwards is chutz la'aretz. And we conclude, Amar Yosef Bar Shunim, he tells us, L'chshegiu ha'golius l'tavros amnum, when the exiles, as they're coming towards Eretz Yisrael, reach Tavros Amnum, hein asidus lomar shira, in the future they're going to say shira, shenemar, because the pasuk in Shira Shirim tells us, Tashuri me'reish amana, they will sing from the reish, from the top of Amana, which is this mountain range. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.